Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Sentencing day. Rex Heuermann strangled 8 women over 17 years and dismembered some of them in his own basement. Then went upstairs and lived life. Planned the killings around his family's vacation schedule. His attorney said the guilty plea brought him a huge sense of relief. Isn't that nice? In court, he said strangulation to every question about cause of death in the same flat voice and never once turned around to look at anyone behind him. The question underneath all of it is whether the normal suburban dad was the mask or whether both versions of Rex Heuermann were completely real. One of the disturbing things that we've learned, and people can't really stop talking about, so we'll talk about it for a moment, her bedroom. Now, I mean, she had a bedroom upstairs. Mm-hmm. Yes, they came in and the feds raided and the rest of the house, apparently, you know, that she made better again. The basement was his lair. The basement was the kill room. The basement was his own bedroom. The basement was where he did all of his stuff. After he's out, after the raids are done, after they hire contractors to come in and fix everything up, I can't imagine being those contractors, she chooses to go down to the basement, to his old bedroom, to the room he's admitted was the kill room, where he would take his victims and torture. I mean, it was horrendous. Just the horrendous things that went on in that room. And she's finished it out, put her bed in there, has a bunch of plushies and beanie babies and sleeps in there. That felt disturbing in that documentary when we saw that. And I've been sitting with it, and I'm she says that, you know, there'll never be peace for any of this. There'll never be, she used some term of like, there's never going to be peace. And maybe there won't be for her or for anybody. I mean, how do you get on with this? But she says she has nightmares and she goes down there and she still sleeps every night. It's almost was a weird, I don't know, atonement for her husband's deeds. It kind of felt like, were we watching performative grief and performative atonement in that where, oh, I'm so troubled by this. This is horrible. And I'm going to take the pains and I'm going to endure these every night. I mean, there was cameras watching. I get it. And I get if you're going to be there and it's your house and that's what you want to do and that's what you feel you need to do, then do it. Is that something that needed to be on camera? Or is that, was it performative? Or does Asa not really understand that could come across as rather performative as well if done on camera? I don't know. I feel like Asa is probably the same Asa, camera or no camera.
It's our word of the day, performative in Asa.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she just kind of strikes me as aloof in every stretch of the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is definitely one of the most disturbing scenes down in that room. And I think for most of us, we would, I mean, I can't really put myself in that situation, but I think most people, it was like the Dahmer apartment building. You yeah. raise it, you tear it down, you get rid of it. And I think most of us would want that house gone. You know, I mean, it would
It sounds like something the killer would do, quite honestly.
Yes.
It doesn't
yeah.
sound like something the wife of the killer voluntarily does once he's been arrested. It seems insane. It seems mm-hmm. dangerous. It seems mm-hmm. there's something very screwed up going on here. So I don't want to get, I mean, I'm just kind of done with the, I want to give a bunch of empathy over here. Like I do yeah. to a certain extent, but there is a whole other side to this shit where it's like, I'm sorry, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, are you basking in this? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what the killer themselves would do. Go mm-hmm. and bask in the kill room. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, so who the fuck are you going in there and doing this? I'm sorry, mm-hmm. it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, because she said, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, you know, because I watched the interview, the special a couple weeks ago. Didn't she say she wanted to get to know him, that other side of him?
Yes.
And so Siobhan, so if it's part of the healing and her therapist says that might be a good idea, maybe, why? You know, it's like what, and I could see that she's sleeping in that room to get to know that other side of him. What does she want to get closer to? For what purpose?
I would imagine the therapist, I got the sense that the therapist is trying to help her integrate the reality. And I can't imagine the therapist had the idea that going down and sleeping in that room is a good idea. But everybody's got a different path, right?
There's some bad therapists out there.
Yeah, and it seems weird, very weird, I think, to most of us, and creepy, and how can this be helpful? Maybe in her mind, she's trying to reclaim her home. You know, she apparently maintains an attachment to Rex. She probably has an attachment to that home. And by, you know, making this room kind of this little girl fantasy with beanie babies and a cross on the wall, and does she feel like I'm integrating what happened here, but I'm changing it in some way? I'm altering it on a gut level?
Good observation too, because I mean, think about what we'd be saying about it if she didn't remodel that room and was doing it.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'd be saying she's probably healthy and not touching the house. Like, I'd be getting, why is she even in the house? Number one.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but Siobhan made an interesting point though, reclaiming something, because so she's got, remember, so it's really interesting because Siobhan's already said it.
Yeah.
You know, she defines love as attachment, you know, and dependency. And part is she doesn't change shit. This is an anti-change agent right here. And if she's trying to reclaim something like her house, that's her only sense of stability is that, you know, that might be the only way maybe she, I don't, like Siobhan says, I don't think she's conscious of it. I just think she's reacting on
but
weird impulse.
Yeah, I mean, reclaiming is one thing. I mean, reclaiming is something you do when you get out of a bad breakup or something. This is like re-pouring the foundation. This is like restart your life. Nobody should be using the word reclaim with her. It should be straight up, you need to restart. Whole new, fresh, nothing.
Yes.
We're not revisiting any aspect of your life. It's been 100% a shit show. Every choice you've made has been horrible. You need a restart. Mm-hmm. This is not something about reclaiming or finding something mm-hmm. you missed. It's been a failure from day one.
And this is why Tony's not a therapist.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I'd be the Gordon Ramsay is a therapist.
My tendency with so many of these cases, I mean, Wendy Adelson, I mean, all these folks, it's like, change your name.
Yes.
Move out of the country.
Which
go
she's
somewhere.
Done. I mean, she's changed her name. I don't know legally, but she's going by something else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a different
wipe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it just seems like everything she's doing to mend her life is just digging her deeper into the existing cesspool that it was. And that's the sick part. Like this woman's not getting help. It doesn't feel like this woman is further digging into the shit show. And I don't think that it's super responsible sitting back and going, oh, this is a healing process for her. I don't think it is.
It's so hard because, you know, there are people who are so I want to use the word aberrant and damaged, and that may not be the best word, but their best is not very good. And it's never going to be very good. And they're limited in their capacity to grow and get beyond this kind of stuff. It's it's sad to watch. It's really sad.
And so that goes back to then the question again about the performative side of it, because it is sad to watch, which makes us watch. And think about the fact that if she's trying to do something, it's hard to imagine she's being conscious of this, but I can imagine now, because she's acting like this, she's doing this, still living in the house, Peacock is going to go back in and say, what's life like a year after sentencing and living down the room, as opposed to her saying, nope, done with this place, tear it down, I'm done, and she's done.
Well,
they'll never talk to her again.
Yeah, I mean, and we do have to take that into account here is, you know, there's producers involved, and I don't think she has the best decision-making capacity. And if they're like, we want to go down to the basement, and there's probably a lot of questions that were asked and teed up to get the responses that they got. And I can only imagine what's on the cutting room floor and how long. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was pretty easy to get those responses. Who the hell knows? But, you know, we saw probably the most shocking moments of those conversations in that doc, because that's what that doc does. But the fact that they were even said is there. It wasn't like, let me show you the basement, I'm thinking about making it into my bedroom. It's like, she made it into the bedroom. It was set up. I mean, so unless the producers went down there and they all went out to, you know, at home in Hobby Lobby and fixed up the room and made it like that. What, who knows? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they did. But it's just, it was disturbing. Another big disturbing thing that has been said, and we just mentioned it, Rex saying, a huge sense of relief was brought to him when he pled guilty. Probably a true statement. You know, if you're looking at it from the perspective of Rex Heuermann, it's soulless, it's heartless. But if you're just seeing where emotions are flowing within Rex Heuermann, getting that out probably was a huge sense of relief. Let's talk about that. How do you rate it, Siobhan?
The other, you know, I can see that the pressure with having to keep the secrets and living with the obsessive, you know, the planning and the all the things that he did to avoid getting caught. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of pressure with that. But on the other hand, you know, these guys are often proud on one level, you know, they're in their dark side, their dark persona. And there may be a sense of pride with, look what I did. You know, yes, I did it. Look, I did.
Yeah, sure. I think the relief he's feeling is the fact that he didn't get charged with a death penalty because they didn't tie any bodies in, was it North Carolina to him? Mm-hmm. And
yet. You
know, yeah, exactly. And he's relieved because now he's got his only currency left in life, as I'm saying, his bucket of information is going to dribble out as he feels he needs to get some more commissary money or something. You know, relief is an interesting, you know, so that's a question for you, Siobhan. You know, obviously, we don't know testing results or anything, but, you know, someone that's capable of is ranking pretty high in psychopathy, which is pretty, you know, empathy less and very devoid of many emotions. Does relief come into play? In other words, we've defined love differently for every individual. How do you think he defines relief?
Yeah, it's not a sense of, okay, now I don't have to carry the guilt.
The emotional burden.
Yeah, the emotional burden. No, this guy, you're right, perfectly said. He does not feel that. There is, you know, these were never people to him. They're not people now. And these women were objects for him to use. And, you know, he doesn't feel like, oh, now I can process my guilt, you know. Shed the tears.
That's my follow-up to that, too. So, you know, for all of us watching, does he feel guilt?
No.
See? No. So there's no relief from guilt. So it's a relief because the pressure of him being able to keep his bucket of information, that grandiosity, all those things are full still. Because, look, I got away with it. I get to live the memory. I get to dump this crap on my wife and daughter, watch their reaction, revel in that. Then I'll get the FBA BAU in to talk to me about how awesome I was. And I still got my bucket of information full. That's relief, I think, he feels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think Asa views the victims as people?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It would, and that's, I think, a conversation you'd have to have with her.
Yeah.
About it. They did show her at the end of the documentary, I believe, looking at the photos of the victims. And that would be something, if I was her therapist, I would have her do. I would certainly be focusing on the victims. It's just part of trying to get her grounded and get her in reality.
Yes.
Yeah, because
go ahead, Tony.
Because I don't feel like, and I'm not saying it in like she's evil sort of way. I'm saying it in like she doesn't seem to have the cognitive abilities to connect those dots.
Their
names on a sheet, their names on a charging document. And to truly accept them as living, breathing people, I don't think she'd be acting the way that she does. If that was registering, that seems to be the main disconnect here, is the fact that we're talking about real human beings that your husband murdered, and you're calling him Mr. Huerman and being like flirty and weird. Mm-hmm. Like if you truly registered that as human beings, I that behavior doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. So Siobhan, it looked like, again, kind of riffing on what you said, Tony, it looked like she was trying to humanize them in the doc. She didn't say much, but it was like an effort.
And capable are two different
exactly.
things.
Exactly. So I'm curious, do you think that's, again, pure conjecture, we only know if on her, but do you think that's because since Rex didn't humanize them, she's incapable at this point as well because she's on his side?
There's yes, part of the splitting, part of the compartmentalizing that she does. And it's, again, going into the denial, it's very hard to get past that. Yeah. Another, I saw a comment that came through, is it possible that she has a mild intellectual disability that's getting in the way here? And it is, that's a possibility.
Yeah, well, pretty complex.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue our conversation about Rex Huerman. Be sure to press subscribe.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.